Second place here today, your own meet here, had a nice day for it. You had to be pretty happy with the overall results there for your singles and doubles players.
Yeah, it was. We, at the start, it was so foggy. Russell said they could see 20 feet in front of their car when they turned at Waukini, so it was foggy today. But it cleared out, and man, was it nice the rest of the day. You know, I think we had a pretty good day. There was some disappointment, but there was also some excellent results, you know. Abby LeBeau has had a bad back for 3 weeks now, and she stepped in and played for Russell as our extra player, and she finished up second in the tournament. We had a second in number two doubles. We had third, you know, here and there. So it was a good deal where we finished across the board in points. So I was happy, you bet.
Well, you had to be pretty happy about that. You're 6 meets into the season already. Hard to believe that. It just goes so fast here. But are you pretty happy where you're at right now here, 6 meets into the season?
You know, I would be a lot happier or unhappier, I guess, if I knew whether we were going to be 4A or 3A. Yeah, you know, we don't even know who we're going to be playing, and we're going to be playing in 2 weeks. And we probably won't know for another week. So I'm going to just go with a qualified yes. I think we're in a good spot. But answer that question for me, and I'll give you a better one.
With that being said here, I think you've seen some significant improvement. You've seen probably your doubles teams really mesh and communicate well. Are they kind of to the point where you like where they're at here this close to the end of the season?
Our singles player, we've seen all the singles players in 3-2-1A that are good players, and we've seen them all in 4, most of them in 5, too. But that's going to take some work. We got nothing but young girls there. The number one doubles team, today was not their best day. I've seen them play better, but we're trying to do some things a little differently. We tried to add some things into their game last week, and that isn't enough time to really get going, but we're going to do it tomorrow night and again try to get that in there. So again, I guess that's a qualified answer. I'll go with a qualified yes, given we got some room for improvement.
Well, the two meets that you have left, do you feel like that sets you guys up pretty good competition wise for whatever classification or whatever regional you head to?
Yeah, because we go to Garden City and we see some of the southern teams, the southern small schools, and then we also have big school competition. Then we go to Ellsworth, the Bearcats, home of the Bearcats, and we'll play kind of 3A, maybe some 2A teams, but mostly 3A teams. So we'll have a good idea after those 2 weeks of what we got. And yeah, I think it's great. I like to have the last few days, the last week before regionals to practice, and that's what that gives us. A lot of people are still finishing up meets and stuff that last, you know, days before regionals. And two schools of thought. I would just rather have the time to, you know, practice a little bit, play a little bit, and get ready that way.